Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Turn your back, you're a broken man. Come around and just die in the shade. Don't expect you to understand. Just keep telling yourself it's no shame.
It's the Mike Calta Show. It's 1025 The Bone, 727-579-1025 or 800-771-1025. Spanish, will you see who this is? It's a guard. See who they want to let in. Somebody. Oh, too late. If you're trying to get into my house, you're screwed. Oh, man. Good job. Thank you, Red, Wanting, Blue. Is that our chair?
Awesome.
Yes, that's our chair.
Carmen, look, the stage is finally clear.
Yeah.
You know how I know that's our chair, that's our drum stool? Because it's not a bucket or something weird. I think that's so great. Drummer, not a drum in sight.
Yeah, no, and it awesome. Sounded awesome,
sounded
right?
Great.
Yeah.
I have no idea what time it is. Well, it looks like we're right on time. Right?
Yeah, we are.
Good.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Yes.
What? You're confusing me.
You only have one spot left that I would like you to do it. Yeah,
I'm going to do it.
Okay.
You want me to do it now?
Just before 10.
Let me do it now.
Anytime before 10.
Can I do it now?
Yeah.
So you're not... What? Oh, my God.
Brother.
Everybody's got a problem. Jesus Christ. Hold on.
Well.
Hold on. I moved my computer because the band was here and I wanted to be able to see them. And now Joe's yelling at me. All right. You ready, Spanish?
Yes.
Count me down. Like 3, 2, 1.
Okay. Ready? 3, 2.
Shut up. Listen to me. You've heard me reminding you about the 10th annual Stingray Chevrolet raffle. And if you haven't already bought your $5 raffle ticket, you got to go because time is flying by. The Florida Strawberry Festival is right around the corner. My good friend Steve Hurley is giving away a brand new 2019 650 horsepower Corvette Z06. And they're doing it at the festival on Sunday, March 10th. Now, this beast of a Corvette Z06 is worth well over 80 grand. And it could be yours for just a $5 raffle ticket. Can you believe that? So get your $5 raffle ticket at Stingray Chevrolet, or they got a convenient website, StingrayChevroletRaffle.com. We're starting on February 28th. You can get your raffle ticket at the Florida Strawberry Festival. And remember, with just $5 raffle ticket, you could be behind the wheel of a brand new 2019 Corvette Z06. Now, the limit is 50 tickets per person, and your odds can be great. No purchase necessary. All proceeds, 100% of the proceeds benefit the nonprofit Unity in the Community charity, and StingrayChevrolet.com is behind that. They pay all the taxes on the Corvette. You get the car free and clear if you win, and you could win for as little as $5. StingrayChevrolet.com, the big store on I-4, exit 22, Plant City. Chevrolet, find new roads. Now, I would really like to win that car.
I would like to win the car to trade it in and get two other cars.
That's the thing. I'm too old and too chubby to be in a Z06.
I disagree, okay? But
I do love my Traverse.
Oh, yeah.
So maybe I'll get a Traverse and something else, and that'd be the way to go.
Yeah.
Can I get a car now? My son's 12. He's trying to get 16. That's 4 years. Nah. Unless I could part put it in the storage.
Nah, that's
but then he's
going to
get a four-year-old car?
Well, I mean,
that's fine. I'm just saying.
Yeah. No, you're right. I see what you're saying.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
When I was a kid, and I turned, that's the number one thing that I hate my parents for, not buying me a car when I got my driver's license.
Yeah.
I mean, what dicks? You had your whole life to prepare for it. The only one I was like a $2,000 Monte Carlo.
Right.
That was
right.
All the Guidos had, Monte Carlos or Rivieras or old ass Cadillacs. Even my neighbor, Nikki, next door, he restored cars and he had an old ass Cadillac. They could have got me that car. He wanted like $600 for it.
Oh, God.
I know. That's the one thing that my mother is always like, I always say that I feel bad I couldn't get you all the things that you want. I don't know, man. We had Atari when everybody had Atari.
Right.
We had a VCR when everybody had a VCR. We had, my mother's always like, I know you're mad at me because I didn't buy you a race car bed.
Remember
the race car beds?
Oh, yeah, totally.
Yeah, those were awesome.
Never really liked the race car bed. Was never a race car fan.
Yeah.
Daniel O'Connell had one, so my mother thought she had to get me one.
Right.
But the truth is, Ma, I didn't care about that. Now, I went and bought my son a race car bed when he was a baby.
Right. Yeah.
But that was because Cars came in and it was a Cars bed. He loved Cars.
Right.
But the minute she came over, she's like, I knew you were mad at me.
Aww.
Yeah.
You knew.
You should have told her you sleep in it every night.
Yeah. I do. No, and I never really cared about that. So we always had all the good toys. But the one thing you guys screwed up on, man, you couldn't put together some pennies and buy me a car. So I had to go. I had to make Danielle Mazzola drive, pick me up, take me to school in her car, which is embarrassing. You have your girlfriend, because I have her drive.
Yeah.
A little trying to
she
look
didn't let you drive. Ugh,
most of the time she did. Like, if we went out, on a date or something, but in the morning it was like quick. Like, she'd pull up, honk, and sometimes she'd pull up and honk, and she'd wake me up. And I'd go, one second. And I'd brush my teeth real quick and run out of the house.
Oh, man.
But then sometimes I'd be at the bus stop, and John Karangis would have to pick me up.
What was your first car?
I had a Datsun B210, but I couldn't drive it because it had no floor on the passenger side. So I couldn't drive it, and then I didn't get a car. So I turned 17 in September, when you're allowed to drive, lived in New York until June, and then in June I moved to Florida after I graduated high school and did not have a car until later on. I got my cousin Rosemary, I bought her old Grand Am. Mm. That was my car.
I didn't know 17 was the legal driving age in, like, what was it, Florida and then New York? Because, like,
Florida, it's younger. I think it's 16.
Well, it was 17, I think, because that's what Cam said, because he grew up here. But, like, I got my license when I was 16. I actually took the test when I was, like, 2 months before my 16th birthday, and I passed it. So I had the certificate, but they made me wait until my 16th.
Yeah.
But, like,
did you have to go to driver's ed?
Yes. We did it at school.
But the thing here, I don't think this was the case whenever we were growing up, is you have to have your the permit for a year before you can actually get your driver's license.
Is that it? Do you have to have,
that's how
have
I to had
have
to
it
do
for
it.
A year?
Yeah, I believe you have to have it for a year, because I did not know that. And I was like, oh, you have to have it for a year, you know, like for my son. But yeah, because I just went and did it. And I had, my first car was a Toyota Corolla that was S Brown, and it was rusty, and it started with a screwdriver.
Oh, yeah, baby. Yeah.
Thank God my brother knew about cars, because he wound up doing it and put a key, so I had a normal key at least and stuff. But I drove that thing. I bought it for $200. I drove it until the brakes were just cinching up, and then sold it to a guy for like $250.
Oh, man.
I was like, I made $50.
Oh, that's how I was. I had my Grand Am. I drove it. I bought my Grand Am for $2,500. I drove it for 3 years and then sold it to one of my fraternity brothers when I moved back to New York for $2,000. So basically, I drove that car the entire time for $500. It was pretty decent.
Nice.
Yeah. I had a 91 Escort. I was born in 91.
A 91 Escort would have been a future car for me.
It was. It had the automatic seatbelts, and then I wrecked it 6 months after I got my license. Not my fault. And then I ended up buying like a 2002 Escort 4-door. Those are great little
and
cars.
At the same time, your sister became an Escort.
Yeah. Zing zoom. The best, though, was my dad would get a company car. He worked for Motorola, and he would get a company car. And then at the end of the year, he had the option to buy it. And could buy it for way cheaper and stuff. So he got a new car, and he had a Ford Taurus that was a year old, and he sold it to me for like $500.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, you know, he wanted to make sure that I worked for it and paid for it and stuff. Yeah, but I had a maroon Ford Taurus, 4-door. Ooh. Look at this businessman coming through. It was great. Everything worked. AC, heat, everything.
Spacious.
You know. It was beautiful. Digital, AM, FM.
That's what we drove in driver's training.
Yeah, Ford Taurus. Yeah.
The Ford Taurus SHO is ridiculous. That's a really fast car.
Really?
Yeah, it's very unassuming, but it's a really, really fast car that they used to make. That's not what I had. I
was trying to justify having a Taurus.
No.
I didn't even tell you guys, the morning I broke down and missed the show, I blew my engine in my Jeep.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So now I'm trying to like part it out because it's worth like nothing. So if anybody wants to buy parts on a Jeep Commander, let me know.
Wow. Man. So what are you doing now?
I've been borrowing cars.
Really?
Like, my sister-in-law let me borrow her car for a little while, and now I've got my truck that's falling apart, so yeah.
Can't we take you to Stingray and get you a new car?
I need to go over there, yeah. I think I'm going to go out there this weekend.
Start buying some raffle tickets, buddy.
I have been, man. If I could win that, that'd be great.
I'll make you a deal. If I win the raffle, I'll split it up to two cars. I'll get one and give you the other one.
Oh, perfect. Deal.
Man, now if I win, I have to have Gio killed.
What's the catch?
No
catch?
I got
John Brennan may have a Bronco for sale.
True. I don't know what he ever did. Did he ever throw that car out? What did he do with it?
I don't know. I think he had it with Willie at one point, and I don't know where it is now.
I bought John Brennan a car for his birthday one year.
Mm-hmm.
What do you mean? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You did.
I don't like the way you're saying it.
I felt a little bit, and then she backed it off because she realized you got her a PlayStation for Christmas.
Oh, that's right, I did.
Yeah, you did. Listen, like, you're a great gift giver.
No, the first was negative, and then you backed it off with the, because you went like this. You went, mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm,
like
mm-hmm,
you were trying to play it off. Like, yeah, it's good.
Mm-hmm. You got him a car. What?
I don't know. I feel like you want to say more, but you're afraid now.
No. Oh, you got him. How ridiculous is that? You got someone a car.
Well, I didn't go buy him a new car. I bought him. He had said on the show that his dream was to have an old Bronco so that he could fix it up and make it like a beater car that he could drive around.
Right.
And I happened to come across a guy who was trying to get rid of one for a cheap price. So I bought it.
Yeah.
And Carmen, you may not realize this, but pretty people get things.
I know.
Your PlayStation, okay, came from Amazon. John's came from some guy on the street.
Listen, yeah. I love my PlayStation. Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm.
You're a great gift giver.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's what you do. Mm-hmm. You're a great mm-hmm. gift giver.
You say that now. Before Christmas, you were like, whatever. I know I'm just going to get a gift card.
I mean, that is your normal go-to.
But I turn my things around. See? I turn the beat around.
Yep. Okay. You're doing good in life. Good.
Thank you.
Good job. I don't know where this is going.
I don't either, but I still feel like you're not satisfied with anything.
I don't know.
Blue hair, don't care.
Oh. Typical woman.
Yep.
Although Dinah told me that when she went to her new show, like she left here, what, in the summer?
Oh, I maybe. No, I couldn't even tell you what year, what was going on.
Spanish could. He it celebrated was. The day.
Yeah. I did not celebrate the day because she left me unknowledgeable about the majority of tasks that I had just
That's
gotten assigned with.
That's yeah. your fault. You Should've think learned. Gio doesn't know all how to right. do all of your work already?
I don't know how to answer
Did you
that.
Do everything that Spanish does?
I think Amsterdam's a great idea, man.
Oh,
I think
man.
You should take some time off.
Take two
Listen,
weeks.
You know, I've recharge. Always wanted to kill somebody. You seem like a pretty good target at this point, so why not?
Wow.
Murder, it's on tape.
I saw Gio trying on ties the other day.
For what?
I don't know.
Me either.
I just saw him trying on ties.
For the funeral that he's going to be in?
Oh,
nailed it.
Punch out,
punch out, punch out, punch out.
No, you agree that Gio can kill Spanish, right?
Oh, yeah, totally. Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, you can.
No.
Sheer
what if we
size.
What if we dress him like your father or your stepfather?
Oh, then I would destroy him. Yeah.
I'm cook out. Breakfast I'm while out. you're fighting.
Oh no, I'm out.
Put him in your Coco Beware outfit.
No, he'll rip my throat out. It won't even be a fight at that point.
No, in a boxing match, he would destroy me.
You think so?
Absolutely. Yeah. He's been training nonstop for like 3 years.
What that says to me is street fight. Gio thinks he'd kill him.
Why don't you fight an old school Dean Ambrose street brawl?
Now that yes. Yeah.
Don't say it like you're excited.
I'm in. I'm excited. I'm always excited to fight. I do it every year.
How old are your kids?
My son's 12. And my daughters are 10 and 9.
Would you forget about the other two?
Yeah.
I was like, how old are your kids? And you were like, my son's 12.
Yeah.
Yeah, the important one.
You put them in order.
Wow.
You want to hear something that I heard from my daughter yesterday?
Jesus.
That not many people probably hear from their kids, let alone their daughter?
Yeah.
Okay. So pick up my daughter from school. She's in a great mood. So to my daughter, I said, how was your day at school? She said, good. We did this. We did that. Cool. I said, my son, how was your day? And he, typical 12-year-old response. He goes, it was fine. So we're driving, and my daughter goes, Dad? I go, yeah, honey. And she goes, I just got to murder somebody.
Whoa.
And I go, what? No, it gets worse. I go, what? And she goes, I gotta murder somebody. I go, are you mad at somebody? I go, what do you mean? Thinking that somebody bothered her in school?
Right.
And this was her way of telling me not using the right words? And she goes, no. Just somebody. And I go, why? And she goes, I don't know. I get all this strength in me and I got to get it out.
Oh, man. That is a psycho.
No, it gets worse.
Oh, yeah.
So I say to her, wait a second. So you're not mad at anybody? She goes, no. I just got all this strength in me.
That's how the purge started.
Or she calls it strengthness. I got all this strengthness in me and I got to get it out. And I go, so you're not even mad. You just want to go crazy. And she goes, yeah. And I go, well, you know, then I'm not acting shocked or anything. I go, Daddy has the punching bag at home. Do you want to go home and hit the punching bag? And she goes, no. I go, why? And she goes, because I got to be able to tackle it and bite it. I called my brother and I was like, you were right. She's possessed. She's insane.
What is she watching on YouTube?
Dude, she is. I told you she's nuts, right?
Yeah, yeah.
I got all this strength assist.
She reminds me of you more than anybody.
I've never murdered anyone.
Reminds me of you a lot.
Defense. But I've never been anybody, from what I remember.
Do you lock your bedroom door at night?
Nope.
I imagine the scene from Goodfellas where he just wakes up and put the gun down, Karen.
Yeah.
Karen, what are you doing?
I think there's going to be a point one day where she's right there. She's like, I told you I'm hungry.
And she starts setting Joey up to take the fall for stuff.
Oh.
Yeah, good son.
Oh.
I'll choke her out.
Oh, no.
I'm messing with my son.
You won't be able to. She's got all the strengths. This is...
Oh, she's like, oh, there's strengths.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
You down.
Is that the oddest thing that you've ever heard from a child?
That's crazy. I don't think my kids have ever said anything like that.
Even Joey looked at her and was like, what's wrong with you? What is wrong? I got all this strength.
I say that's when you crack up the Slayer and give her a machete. Get it.
Just to see what happens.
Yeah. Pull up to a Starbucks, like the little cafe area, and go for it.
Right. We were at school, so I should open the door and go get one.
Oh, boy.
Pick one out of the room. Oh, man. If you're listening from her school, she was just kidding.
Mm. Yeah.
No. Whatever.
This is one of those make-em-ups.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm sleeping with a flak jacket on at night.
Just for the show, like Spanish says.
Yeah.
Hello. Mike Calda show.
What's up? It's Medicine Man.
I knew it was
no,
you.
Thank you.
Are you ready to make sweet love to Patty?
I guess so. It's about, 2 weeks from today, right?
I don't know. You tell me. You're the one that gets to make sweet love to Crazy Patty. Should be counting.
It's gonna be crazy.
Because you said, how many years has it been since you've had sex?
I lost track.
Like over 20?
It's been quite a while, and in that area, I had an injury there too.
This doesn't turn you on. Oh, well.
It's easier to do.
It's hypnotic.
Yeah,
that's Crazy Patty snoring.
What is that sound? It's kind of weird. So
that's Crazy Patty. She fell asleep on the phone, and she was snoring. It's a little bit grouped together, but it's her snoring.
Oh, my God. That's kind of like, it sounds like.
All right, I got to go. Mike out the show. Good morning.
Hi, this is Glenn. I wanted to ask Mike if he's ever seen the movie Mr. Brooks.
Oh, yeah, with Kevin Costner and Dane Cook.
That's no, I did not see it.
Anymore. Yeah,
why did the baby say they wanted to murder somebody?
Yeah, yeah. About your daughter, she ends up, you know, murdering him in
spoiler.
A dream at the very end.
Oh, man. All right, thank you, sir.
Turn it up as loud as it can go.
Sorry. That is so loud. That is so loud.
You made my teeth numb.
Mr. Brooks, really good movie.
Yeah.
Well, now I can't see it.
That's good.
It's scaring me. Won't be able to sleep at night.
They stole my trick in there, too.
Hello?
Hey, you're live on the air.
Okay.
Hey, do you think we should be worried about our daughter's strengthses? Strengthses?
Her strengths.
Well, yesterday it was strengthses. I got all this strengthses in me.
Yeah, I mean, I talked to her a little bit about it yesterday.
What'd she say to you? She told me she wanted to murder somebody and that the punching bag wasn't good enough because she can't bite it.
Well, she punched the pillow in my office, and she bit Joey, and then she was fine.
There you go.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
How hard did she bite Joey?
How hard did she punch the pillow?
I mean, he wasn't really upset. He seemed to take it pretty well, so I don't think it was too hard.
Because it was either that or get it while he's sleeping.
Yeah, but he is also, you know, he gets her all crazy.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, I just want to make sure we didn't have to lock our doors when we went to bed at night.
I don't know. You guys may want to be careful. And Amanda, you may know better than I with psych books and stuff. I read somewhere where taking out on inanimate objects doesn't work. That just makes it worse because you really want to do the real thing.
Yeah.
But you're just doing that and that doesn't appease.
So what do you say? We should get like a stray animal?
No, not an animal. Get a homeless person.
Oh.
Oh, that's a good idea.
They would just pay him to show up at my house. Make him think he's coming over for some weird sex stuff. And then a little crazy murderous kid comes in and bites his face off.
What are we, baby versus bum fights? Toddler versus bum fights?
Yeah, something, I like baby versus bum.
Yeah.
That's a good one. All right. We're on it. We got a new way to make money off the kids.
Joey, get the TriCaster.
No, she's good now. We talked about it. I told her that she would feel bad if she killed somebody, and she agreed.
I'm sure Mrs. Lecter said the same thing to the counselor who came to her house.
See if she wants to watch The Purge later on.
No.
She's going to be like, so this is, what day is this?
Yeah.
When this is after Christmas?
This is happening.
Aye, aye, aye. All right, as long as you feel safe, then I'm good.
Yeah, I feel all right.
Who came to our house?
We're good. The BTC guys.
Okay. All right, I'll see you later.
Okay.
Bye.
See you later.
Bye.
Now. Bye now.
Love you.
Love you too. Bye.
Bye.
Yeah, we're all going to get murdered.
I like that she sets her mind to something and then accomplishes that. She said she wanted to bite somebody and punch somebody. She did it.
Had it done within the hour.
Yeah. There you go.
Have you seen the picture that's going around of Bill Murray in his Ghostbusters outfit?
No, I have not seen that. I did see the poster for the Zombieland 2.
No, this is a picture of Bill Murray, old Bill Murray, in a Ghostbusters album, Proton Pack and everything.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, which leads me to believe it's happening.
I hope so.
Do you?
Yes, I really do.
The movie is definitely happening.
But, I mean, it's happening now.
But now, no, but whether those guys are in it was the question and stuff. But from
I don't know what that's from. I know he did a cameo in the other one, but he wasn't wearing the Ghostbuster outfit.
I don't believe anything because we just saw Steve Buscemi as Jennifer Lawrence.
I mean, you're right. I don't know. It's not a Photoshop.
Matt can Photoshop that in a second, you know?
George, good morning.
Yeah, I called all radio stations to tell them.
Can I just tell you something about Celine Dion? She's a real singer. She can hold the high notes like the opera singers.
Yes, sir.
But not like Eminem. I don't like him.
I gotta tell you, Freddie Mercury's way better.
But Celine Dion is a better singer than Olga Tañón, the Puerto Rican Olga Tañón, and I will tell you why.
I agree with you. You don't have to tell me why. You want me to tell you why?
Why?
She can hold the high notes, and Olga Tañón cannot.
You're a little bit correct. Not too much. Let me tell you the facts. You know, Celine Dion is a better singer because she has
range. She has better range?
No. Celine Dion has more records sold, has better voice, and that part, you're right, it's more beloved.
What's your favorite Celine Dion song?
Titanic will be all right.
Let me repeat it again.
We'll go on.
What's your favorite Olga Pañón song?
Yeah, you can smirk her. That's all right. You can smirk her.
No. Yeah. I'm not smirking her. I love that song. I just can't. I can't hit those notes like she can. That's why, in my eyes, she's a goddess. And the greatest. What about Olga Pañón? What is her favorite? What's your favorite song by her?
Celine Dion. She don't have the honor Celine Dion has.
Hey,
Celine
Dion has more. George,
more
listen to me. George, would you like to meet Mike's daughter? Would you like to meet Mike's daughter?
I'm straight, man. I don't need it.
What do you do for a living, George?
Okay.
I'd like to ask you a couple of questions. George?
Well, let me say about the Celine Dion.
We already agree. There's no sense in debating something when I already agree with you. I already agree. No, move on to the next debate.
I didn't tell her the honors.
You tell her. You don't need to tell me. Like, Drew will
no,
never
you
agree
know
with
honors.
You.
Didn't tell me
I don't
the
need
honors.
The honors.
Me,
jump on her. Stay on her.
Yeah, you didn't tell me the honor.
I don't
want to
tell you the honor. She's a better singer than Olga Pañón. If you'd asked me that yesterday, I would have been like, without a doubt. Give me another singer. Give me another singer, and I'll tell you if she's better than Celine Dion. Give me another singer. Name another one.
Maria Callas is the best singer of all the time.
Maria Callas is way better than all of them. Maria Callas is better than Olga Pañón, and she's better than Celine Dion.
It's the greatest singer because Celine Dion paid tribute to her.
Yes. It's the truth.
She paid tribute, so that means it's a recognition. But
you know who I don't like? I don't. You know who gets all the recognition that doesn't deserve it? Eminem.
Yeah, but Maria Callas.
Yeah, actually, I know I you say them, it like I'm unfamiliar
I tell them,
with
them. Actually, I tell them, Eminem, I tell the guys at Roomba, Eminem is
Boo!
Better rapper.
I don't like you.
Eminem is better. You don't have to. Eminem is better rapper than Daddy Yankee. Everybody knows that. Everybody knows that.
Shh, you're talking over Maria Callas.
Everybody is the best. She's ranking number one. She's ranking number one. Most list. You know. She's ranking number one. That's what I'm saying, man. Celine Dion.
All right, can we shift it? Can we shift? Topics.
More records sold, better voice.
What's
he's
your
more
favorite?
Beloved.
What about best
more,
TV show of all time?
Network,
what is the best TV show?
Has a better song.
What is the best TV show of all time?
She speaks Spanish, Italian.
Better TV show,
German,
Fall
Latin,
Guy?
Japanese and Chinese.
Let me tell you so why the, Fall Guy is better than Magnum P.I.
Celine Dion has more, me, has all, more honors. Than
let me tell you why
Young.
Fall Guy is better
actually,
than Magnum P.I. Magnum had a better car.
Actually, Mark
actually,
Anthony is not even in the Rolling Stone magazine.
What about what
Mark
about
Anthony, Mark
what
Anthony
about,
is not even in the Rolling Stone magazine. I know I'm right.
I agree
I know,
with
you.
You
say Mark Anthony's
not
right.
even the Rolling Stone,
Stone
magazine. He's not even
he's
in it.
He's not in the Rolling
he's
Stone
magazine. He's not in it. He's not in it.
I'm sure at one time.
That's why George is right.
Consequence of Sound. He's not there either.
He's not in it.
Well, check
George,
the list.
George, better TV show, Fall Guy or Magnum P.I.?
Tito el Bambino.
Don't I ever get to have a word in here?
I love Maria Callas. Man.
Who doesn't? Who
does?
She's the best
one.
At all time. She's the best at all time.
The great.
Now,
better
George.
Than Carrie
oh
Underwood. Better
George,
than Carrie Underwood.
I don't like Carrie Underwood. She's an American Idol star. Listen to me, George.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. She's not that good.
No one on this station. No one on this station agrees with you more than me, and you won't let me talk. Let me just George, better TV show, Fall Guy or Magnum P.I. Begin.
Fiorenza Cosotto. Fiorenza Cosotto. Do your research.
Do your research.
Hey, George, I have a question. Can you hear what we're saying?
Because you don't acknowledge us.
Teresa Berganza.
Sofia Vergara.
Well, I interrupt you because you interrupt me.
No, but I'm trying to.
I interrupt you because you interrupt me.
I'm trying to keep the show moving. I got questions for you, and you won't answer my questions.
You know,
I'm trying to.
You don't let me finish. I don't let you finish.
You
interrupt me. I interrupt you.
But I can end it in one push of a button. I don't want to do that. I'm trying to talk. I'm asking you.
I already right.
Yes, you're right. I agree with you. You're dominating. Your opinion is right. You're right.
It's a fact.
It's a fact, Jack. I know that. But I want to ask you about a different topic. I want you to expand your horizons and tell me.
I tell you another topic, too. I tell you another topic without nothing to do with
music. If that topic is not Fall Guy or Magnum P.I., then I don't want to talk about it.
I watch the French Revolution, 1989.
Oh, come on.
And I guarantee you.
Come on.
And I guarantee you. I guarantee you that movie is better than Raging Bull. I guarantee you.
Raging Bull?
Raging Bull. Robert De Niro.
Never heard of him.
Raging Bull, 1980.
To kiss and tell.
Robert De Niro.
I've been seen with Farrah. I've never been with anything
less than a nine. So fine.
I've been on fire with Sally Field.
Gone fast with a girl named Bo.
But somehow they just don't end up as mine.
I take my chances.
I die for
and Daddy Yankee. And Daddy Yankee, he repeats the word pretty much.
Watch my leading
he
lady.
The words.
Kiss some other guy while I'm bandaging my knee.
George.
I might fall
Daddy
from
Yankee.
A tall building.
Words.
I might roll a brand new car.
George, I don't know what anybody tells you, but I like you. I think you're
actually,
very...
Daddy Yankee, he repeats the word. He repeats the same word.
Daddy
Yankee.
I didn't interrupt you this time. You stopped. You stopped talking. I didn't interrupt you. You paused.
You speak Spanish.
And I felt like
you
it was my
Spanish,
turn.
Right?
Hola. Si.
You speak Spanish.
Yo hablo español, amigo.
Someone speaks
amigo.
Spanish there. If someone speaks Spanish well.
Si.
If someone out there speaks
si.
Spanish well fluent.
Si. Yo hablo español. Hablo español muy bien.
But if you see.
See, I'm talking and you're not.
If you see Daddy Yankee, basically he's not saying a line of lyrics.
He just repeats it.
I'm telling you right
word.
Now, if you ever like, needed you know, me to confess right. something and you played this lunatic,
right?
I'd be like, all right, yeah, it's fine. I'll let you know
Take
whatever
it.
You want to know.
Yeah.
I got to
no,
tell you something. I could talk to this guy for
By
hours.
By the way, you know what Daddy Yankee can't
Daddy
do?
Well, he just repeats the same word like like this. La quiero, 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 la quiero.
He's just repeating.
He's repeating.
No, he's Asian.
The same word.
George is Asian.
He's repeating the same word, pretty much. He's repeating, la quiero, la quiero, la quiero. I love her.
Hey, George, do you want to debate the guy in line? The guy in line one says Maria Callas is not the best singer. Do you want to debate him?
No, because it's already in the list. Rank at number one.
Go ahead, sir. You're on with George.
I checked the list of friends.
You're on with George, sir. Go ahead.
Maria Callas.
Yeah, Maria Callas. Wallace is not the best singer, he said.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, but
he said you want to bet?
Yeah, no, put me with someone who knows about music, man.
This guy right here used to work for Rolling Stone. This guy used to work for Rolling Stone. Tell him, Brett. Maybe I got the wrong guy.
Everybody knows.
Would you agree that Daddy Yankee just repeats the words?
Yeah, the same word.
Yo quiero. It's all he does.
Everybody knows.
That's all he does. Eminem is the first rapper in history to win an Oscar, and is the only white rapper most successful in history. There is no other white rapper like Eminem.
You don't know Snow Informer.
There is no other
Licky boom boom down. You don't know Snow.
Yeah, no, Eminem is still on top.
Third base?
He's the only.
Give me the gas face?
He's the first.
What about three Jews from New York called the Beastie Boys?
No, he's the first rapper in history to win an Oscar.
Yeah, it's because Beastie Boys didn't get a song inside of a movie.
Yeah, but he won an Oscar for Lose Yourself.
How's that song go?
Eminem is the only white rapper in the history.
This guy must go crazy in his house alone.
Dude. No, I tell you.
3-6 Mafia became the first hip-hop group to win an Academy Award for Best Original Song.
Oh, you're wrong, George.
Everybody knows.
Yo quiero.
No, Eminem, for Lose Yourself.
No, yeah, that was in 2002.
3-6 Mafia.
Yeah. But it's the first one.
No,
3-6 Mafia was.
No, Lose Yourself. Read
no,
the song.
No, we're reading it right from the AcademyAwards.com. First Academy Award hip hop song was 3-6 Mafia for their song "Do It in the Booty."
Rap song.
It's a rap song. I said hip hop. I'm old. They had a song called "Do It in Your Booty" that was in Friday. You're wrong, George. Look it up. Yo quiero.
How embarrassed do you feel?
I am.
What an idiot.
What an idiot.
Song. Oh, you're the worst.
American rapper Eminem from the soundtrack 2002, Motion Picture 8 Mile.
What other topics do you know?
Eminem, produced by Eminem along with longtime collaborator Jeff Bass. On top of the production... Well, man, it's there.
You're wearing me out, George.
It's a Wikipedia.
You win. Any other topics you know about besides music?
Well, I'm telling you, it's a William. Look, Lose Yourself won the Academy Award
Jesus
for
Christ,
Best Original
I know.
Song.
Okay, you're right. You win. What else can we talk
making
about?
Making it the first... Wikipedia.
You're the worst person
I've ever heard from. Ever.
Deal Wikipedia. Nah. It hurts. Hurts the truth.
It does
then
hurt.
Lose yourself,
you weirdo. Get out of here. Who wants to talk about it? Who's the best opera singer?
Hey, you're a lunatic. Drew said you don't know what you're talking about, and you should call him and debate him today.
Yeah. That's what he said. Home
Drew
number.
Said, I bet you won't call me at 2 o'clock today, George. Oh, my God.
What?
Wikipedia. Yo quiero.
Oh, my
he's
God,
crazy.
Man.
Yeah, he's nuts.
Oh, thank you, Carmen. Just so you guys know, Carmen's weighed in on it.
I would never fight Spanish. But I would definitely fight a George versus George match against that guy.
Oh, my God. He's the best, though.
I want to know what he looks like.
I don't have the same feeling you have when you hear you get all mad. I love pure crazy. That's pure crazy.
I don't.
I really want you to yell at more people, Kevin, when they're trying to talk. That is so goddamn funny.
This is the horror movie. You're sleeping all in here. Wikipedia.
Yo quiero.
Daddy Yankee. Daddy. He's Asian, Carmen. He's Asian all day.
Okay, but I still want to see a picture. Like, is
Daddy Yankee.
Like...
I bet you he's a fat Asian. I bet you he's... Because I bet you he is on some sort of disability and just sits home eating all day.
He's like mixed, though, with something.
Yeah, more Asian.
No. He's mixed with crazy.
Mm-hmm.
He and Patty should do a podcast.
Oh my God. Just both
of them in the same room.
Discussing life
topics.
Crazy Patty.
She wouldn't get a word in.
And George the debater.
Yeah.
Wikipedia. 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 Yeah. What do you think of Daddy? What do you think of Daddy Yankee? Daddy Yankee's a Moor, like Othello? Okay, we'll go out on that. Thank you to Red, One, and Blue. See them tonight in Ybor City at the Ritz. Tomorrow is Friday. Wait till you hear what Spanish is lined up tomorrow on the show.
Tomorrow, Riley Bullough is going to be in Syria.
Oh, Riley Bullough from the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Yeah, thank
okay,
you,
now
Gio.
I'm excited.
Good job, Spanish.
Oh, you
nope,
said Gio?
Was Gio, that's what I said. Thank you, Gio.
That was a collaborative effort.
No, that was all Gio. You don't have to. You're great. I love you, and I'm glad you work here with us.
You're great, too.
Oh, man. Somebody's yes. worse.
Don't try and kill him with kindness.
Jeez. Spanish just texted me. I canceled my trip to Amsterdam.
Oh, no, I'm gone.
Spanish just texted me and said that he wants to punch and bite somebody.
I texted you yesterday also about that.
Weirdo.
Abducted in plain sight.
You want to hear this? Weird conversation.
I got Galvin.
No, you didn't get me. You put out your true feelings, you weirdo.
Wikipedia. Wikipedia.
Wikipedia. Yo quiero.
What? Oh, Spanish sent me a picture of the guy. And
don't
of,
read what I wrote down.
Derogatory statement. And I said, he said, what a weirdo. I said, totally. I'll help you fix a tire. I'll help you make a meal, but I'm not helping with that. Spanish wrote back, I mean, I might just touch it to see what it feels like, but I couldn't.
Spanish, do you think that if we were alone and I was like, I just need some help.
No yes. chance. No way. Yeah. No
I
way.
Nope. I put too much guy and then I sent him that bitmoji.
I bet
if you
yeah, Spanish
if,
would, right?
No way. Yes. If you put yeah. some lipstick on and some nice perfume, yeah. you could trick me.
Not trick you.
You trick me.
If I drove
me.
You out to the middle of nowhere and I'm like, mm-mm. do me a solid. Just be mm-mm. my friend and help me out here.
You yeah. have to ask way nicer.
Yeah.
You can't just be like, do me a solid. I'd be like, that's not a solid.
No. If I looked in your eyes and I was like, I always thought of you like a son.
It'll be solid.
Oh, my God.
What?
It'll be
that's
solid.
That's not.
Dude, both of you guys, you almost just made my brain explode at the same time.
Yeah, it was
oh, man. That was, right. But I am glad that you see me as your son, though. I appreciate that.
No.
Your shake weight over there.
I'm hungry.
Yeah. I should.
Oh, see, Babu, I'm a fool. I'm an old, fat, stupid fool. That's why.
This is the best she's ever seen.
I love this.
This is therapeutic. Listen. Let the beat drop.
The Mike Calta Show on 102.5 The Bone. Real Raw Radio.
What's really going on in your life?
Let's shoot Uma in the vagina.
Mike, why are you doing this?
Cal, I have to go.
Bushy, bushy, bushy.
Bye.
Bye.
Shoot that thing, fat baby.
The shot eat me, bacon.
Go smash your fruit in the hall.
I cried a little bit. You call me a monkey. You're funny.
I love you, Spanish. Oh.
Check your panties.
Come down for moose soup after.
I don't even know. How do I make something funny? I don't even.
Oh.
Next time you lose, you lose.
Mike!
Jenny!
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.